The tragedies and triumphs and personal effects of war are being explored in a program that's called Fallujah, the latest play being produced at Forest Roberts Theater by the NMU Theater Department. And with me in the studio is Darren Castleman, a native of Traverse City, who is a graduate student here and one of the Marines in this production. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm glad you made it in.
Yeah, it took me a little time to get here, but yeah, it was fun.
Okay. Now, this is generally about the embedded journalist in a group of soldiers that you're a part of? Is that more or less what it's about?
Yeah, it's about a journalist for big name magazine comes in, and he gets a job over other candidates to come in and be embedded with these Marines, and I play. Literally, in the play, it's I'm Marine 3. There's 3 Marines: Marine 1, Marine 2, Marine 3. I play Marine 3, and he's embedded with us. You know, we kind of take him around, show him the ropes. You know, he's in base camp, or he's not in base camp. Sorry, he's just in the camp itself. You know,
right.
Seeing how everyday life goes on, and he's just there to kind of look at the war itself, but also looking at more or less how we respond to the war.
Okay. Now, he is also experiencing some rather traumatic events in the course of this story, right?
Yeah, he starts off as, he's a guy, fresh out of college. He's kind of nerdy, gawky, kind of, he can't really talk to women. You know, he's kind of just like the stereotypical, journalist sitting behind a desk, kind of writing, not really out there reporting. And, this is his first big opportunity to see stuff. And so... along with, the lines of war, he sees things that, you normally would never see.
Mm-hmm.
In America, you would never see things like this. Over there, it happens more often than we'd like to think. But he sees a lot of things that he, can't forget. And there's certain ways that he tries to, try to cope with that behavior of what is going on. And through that, he ends up taking... pills that may or may not be prescribed, and then things start to get a little haywire with his behavior and with what he sees, and going on borderline, going on to the lines of PTSD and other disorders.
So it doesn't always just happen to the soldiers; it happens to others who are also there.
Yeah, I think the main thing about the play is that it's not a play about. It's not a play that you're going to see where you're going we're going to see people, it's going to be a blow 'em up play. It's not like you're going to see, G.I. Joe in movie theaters.
Right.
It's not like that. It's a play meant to show that there's two sides of the war, here and there, and that there's not much difference between them and us, and that at the end of the day, we're all just people and we all have ways to cope with things. And, war is not just... what you see in video games. It's not, there's no do-over, If you
get
if you get, shot in the kneecap while you're trying to, run through a city street and, you have, gunfire coming at all sides, it's likely that you're probably not going to get out of there alive, And when people see that, they, their brain just copes with it a different way. And it's showing that, it's not just about what's going on in the war. It's not
mm-hmm.
just about winning or losing or having our troops come home safe. It's about when the troops do come home safe, we need ways for them to be safe at home.
Yes.
And not, go into depression, go into, go into bouts of schizophrenia, stuff like that. We don't, that doesn't need to happen.
Right. And a lot of the fighting men and women have various coping mechanisms to deal with all of this stress and the, having your life on the line all the time. And
yep.
Your character, as you mentioned earlier to me, is nicknamed Meathead. And
yep.
You have a rather unique way of dealing with the stress, right?
Yeah. Meathead, he kind of takes the stress that's given to him. And, he's kind of oblivious to a lot of things in the first place. He he's not the best speller. He's not the best with grammar. He's kind of a simple guy, and he takes it and he just kind of spins it on his head, and he goes, whoa, nobody got hurt, but did you see that car blow up? That was really cool. It was a really cool car.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of spins it on its head, and he kind of levels everybody else out, because everybody else is, in wartime, he might be a little bit of a risk in the fact that, he might not be attentive to everything. But, you know, when you're back, when you're in the barracks where you spend most of your time, you know, he's there kind of just going, you know, hey, guys, it's not so bad. We're, you know, it's really hot, but, you know, I like to sunbathe, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, just enjoying his time.
Taking it as it comes, right?
Taking it as it comes.
And so, in a way, this is really a series of character studies,
mm-hmm.
And in the, you know, studies about the human condition and in very stressful situations.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you could look at it as literally, you could look at it as four case studies, you mm-hmm. know, on how these three Marines and this one journalist handle, you know, the war. And, mm-hmm. you know, and it is. It's interesting to look at that perspective of what's going on there.
And we're talking about the run of Fallujah by the Northern Michigan University Theater Department. And it opens tonight, mm-hmm. Showtime each evening through Saturday at 7:30 with a 1 p.m. matinee Saturday. Yep. And tickets are available afternoons at the Forest Harbor Theater box office, but not today because the university is closed.
Yep.
Otherwise, you can call 227-2082. Or you can get the tickets through NMU Easy Ticket Outlets online at nmu.edu/tickets or by calling 227-1032. Thank you very much. I've been talking with Darren Castleman, who is one of the Marines involved in this production of Fallujah.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.